Welcome to the Victorious Souls Podcast with self-love coach Danielle Burnock. Things happen in our lives that make us feel powerless. But Danielle believes that anyone can become a victorious soul by reclaiming what belongs to them, their value, their belovedness, and their God-given superpower. The Victorious Souls Podcast is dedicated to empowering you to rise up, reclaim, and embrace the change from survive to thrive as a victorious soul through the power of love. And now, here's that lady on the internet who loves you, Danielle.
Do you know who you are? Is that a weird question to ask? Do you know who you are? I'm Danielle Burnock from DanielleBurnock.com, that lady on the internet who loves you, connecting you to the love that heals so you can love yourself from survive to thrive. And part of that would involve knowing who you are. As a multiple trauma survivor, multiple childhood trauma survivor, I went through a time where I lost my sense of self. That's something that happens with trauma. We lose our sense of self. We feel powerless. We feel a lot of things. It's a lot to get into, but that's not the point of my episode today. But I want to address your sense of identity, your sense of self, of who you are. Perhaps you've seen that old Disney movie, The Lion King, and Simba, he lost his sense of self. He lost who he was. When his dad, Mufasa, died, he lost his sense of self. He blamed himself for that trauma. And that's something that we tend to do. I posted recently about how children are not to blame for their trauma. Neither are adults. We are not to blame for our trauma. Simba was not to blame for his father's death. He was not to blame for the trauma that happened on the inside of him that drove him into becoming something he wasn't. He went and lived with, you know, not lions and started acting not like a lion. And he was a lion. He lost his sense of self. Trauma does that to us. So I want to speak to that for you because I am a trauma-informed self-love coach, faith-based, and I deal with that. I help my clients regain their sense of self. And I do that also within the confines of faith-based because part of my trauma was religious trauma that attacked my sense of self through a scripture that was mangled talking about dying to self, which is really talking about the ego, not talking about who you are. God loves you. I love you. I am that lady on the internet who loves you because I learned the power of love and that you matter. You matter. What you're going through matters. And if you're wrestling with your sense of self or who you are, your identity, and not really knowing who you are, maybe you attach yourself to other people. I'm like this person. I'm like that person. And you're kind of like on sinking sand everywhere. I get it. Been there. So I wanted to share a couple of things with you to show you how I get it. Because if you would like to hire me as a coach, I want you to hear some things of how do I know what I'm doing? How do I know what I'm talking about? How can you trust me? And those are important questions for you to ask because you shouldn't just have anybody help you. And you need to have a good fit with a counselor or a coach. I'm a coach, not a counselor. So I wanted to share out of my first book, Emerging with Wings. There's in the chapter called Puzzle Pieces, which these are different parts of my life where I learned little truths. And one of them is called identity. And that's when I started to learn about who I was and my sense of self and unpacked and healed from that religious trauma that I felt like God was trying to erase me, which is the opposite of the truth. So that's in my Emerging with Wings book. But then in my book, Because You Matter, in the beginning of that, I want to point out how this is about taking ownership. I keep having a hair on the front of my face. How how this is about reclaiming your life, your sense of self, your choices. The chapters are owning your choices, owning your value, owning your courage, owning your mess, owning your pain, owning your emotions, owning your mind. It's all about you and owning your process, your wholeness, your purpose, and the grace to get there with stories of other people who regained their sense of self in between the chapters. But then my newest thing is aimed toward a younger crowd, but that doesn't mean adults can't have fun with it. To address that whole who am I thing. Who am I? And maybe when you were a child, maybe your parents yelled at you and said, who do you think you are? And maybe there's a time for that. But if it attacks your sense of self, then that's not a good thing. Because you matter, who you are matters, and God created you for a purpose. There's a God-given purpose inside of you. There's greatness in you, and I love you, and I want to validate that for you, that you matter. This new book, Talk About Your Value, I want to read the bio of my grandson in here. My 12-year-old grandson and I did this together. And I want you to hear this because the second leading cause of death in children aged 10 to 14 is suicide. Something's terribly wrong. These kids who do this, their sense of self is emasculated in some way. And the trauma maybe they've endured. The stories are broad. I'm not going to get into that. But I'm doing what I can. I can't solve all the world's problems, but I can do something. And so I did something. I did this book with my 12-year-old grandson. And the bio of him in the back is Gideon Burnack loves drawing and all things cats. Oh my goodness, he loves cats. Little did he know that one day, when sharing his drawings with his Mima, that's me, the idea for this book would be born. This is the important part I want you to get. He's 12. He's a gentle soul with a strong sense of self who loves encouraging others. And just the other day, I gave a copy of this book, two copies, to a coaching client of mine who is helping to take care of two of her grandsons. And one of them is really struggling because of circumstances in his life, which I won't go into because it's private. But being able to give her a tool to help her talk with her grandson about his value, about the trouble he's having, and to open up to someone, because it takes courage to deal with things. It does. That's why I always tell you I love you all the time and come on here and give you things and share things that don't cost money, because I do things that do cost money. I got bills to pay like everybody else, right? But I want you to get help from who you trust. And if that's not me, then get help from someone you trust. And I share these books because maybe you're like, I'm not ready to talk to anybody. I don't want to open up to anybody. And I understand that. I was there also. That's why books are wonderful. And my podcast is wonderful. And my blog is wonderful. You can do that in the privacy of your own home all by yourself. Even my courses, you can do those all by yourself. But if you're ready to have someone come alongside, I'm a faith-based, self-love, trauma-informed coach, and I would love to help you know who you are because you matter. You matter. God loves you, and I love you. Until next time, mwah. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much for listening to the Victorious Souls Podcast. You matter, and you are loved. We'd love to connect with you further. So please visit us at danielleburnock.com and grab a copy of Danielle's free audiobook. And remember, only you can change your life. No one can do it for you.